Welcome to the Tesco Mobile Messaging Service. The person you're calling is unable to take your call. Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, press hash at any time.
Hey Jess, it's Sadie. Look, Mum asked me to pick up some milk on the way back from work, but I forgot. She'll flip, you know what she's like at the moment. Can you pick some up on the way back from school? I'll give you the money later. Jess, it's Mum. You've left your lunch on the side again today. I hope you're not wasting money on McDonald's again with those silly friends of yours. It's not good for you, and if Sadie rings, don't get the milk for her. I know she's left the money on the side. It's her responsibility and she's got to learn. I'm tired of telling her. Jess, it's me again. Don't worry about the milk. Mum's already seen that I forgot the money. Tonight's going to be fun. What time do you get home? Are you going to an after-school club or something today? Well, try and get home soon before she gets back from work. I don't want to be on my own with her.
Hey babe, where are you? Thought you were coming over to mine today. Didn't get to see you all weekend. Hope everything's okay. Call me back, yeah?
Jess, where are you? What time are you coming home? Have you snuck off to Dan's again? You know what Mum's like about him, and she's already gone off on one about the stupid shopping. If you're much later, I swear, her head's going to explode.
Jess, I know exactly where you are, and if you don't come home right this instant, I'll march over to Daniel's and get you myself. Come home now.
Jess, I've called you like a million times. Why aren't you picking up? Look, Mum's being a nightmare. I think she means what she said about going over. Stop being so selfish and just come home. We don't need any more dramas.
Hey, Jess, when you didn't come, I assumed your mum had grounded you again or taken your phone like last time or something. But my mum just got a call from her because she thought you were here. She sounded pretty worried when we told her you weren't. Where are you? Is everything okay? Call me when you get this.
Jess, where are you? I just called Daniels and they said you're not there and that they haven't seen you. Is it your father? Are you with him? Did he take you out of school? I've told you both enough times that he's not allowed to do that. It's a court order. Call me back and get him to bring you home right now.
Jess, you've really gone and done it. I've never seen her flip out like this. She's even considering going to Dad's. Look, you've made your point. It's almost 12. I'm getting worried now. Just call me back. I won't tell her where you are if you don't want me to. Just let me know you're okay.
Babe, I'm getting kind of worried. We just got another call from your mum. She sounded really panicky, like she was crying. If this is about the other night, I'm sorry if I pushed you too far. But you know, it's just, I really care about you, Jess. Call me back, please.
Jessica, your mother's been calling me incessantly, asking if you're with me. Despite telling her no, she's come storming into my flat during my night in with Carol. Just ring her now, let us know where you are, and we'll come. Well, your mum will come pick you up. Okay?
Jess, it's gone 1 a.m. Where are you? If you're just out clubbing or something, I swear, just call me back.
Jess, for God's sake, where the hell are you? Call me right now.
Jess, this is ridiculous. It's gone 2:00. If you're trying to punish me by making me worry, then you've succeeded. Just get in contact. Don't make me call the police.
Jess, I'm getting really worried now. Please call me. This isn't fair.
Jess, where are you? I'm going to give you another 30 minutes, but then I'm calling the police, okay? I'm serious.
Jess, this is ridiculous. Mum's brought Dad back here and they've called the police. It's almost 5 a.m. Where are you?
Babe, Sadie just messaged me to say that your parents are getting the police involved. I'm getting really worried. I'm sorry about the argument the other day. You're right, I shouldn't have done anything you weren't completely comfortable with. But that was weeks ago. Just let me make it up to you. I'll take you out, properly. It's almost your birthday, we can go for dinner somewhere. I can come get you, wherever you are, and if you don't want to stay at home, you can stay with me, okay? Call me.
Jess, we've called the police. Because we haven't seen you since this morning, they're sending a search party out at 8, once 24 hours have passed. Please don't let it come to that. Come home, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I know that things have been rough lately, and I know I haven't been the best mum through it all, but I love you, darling, and I just want you to be safe. Call me back. At least let me know you're okay. Please. I won't be cross. I promise. Whatever it is, we'll talk about it. Just call me.
Jess, it's Dad. Look, me and your mum, we know it's been difficult, but you've got us both very worried. Just let us know where you are. We love you just as much, despite everything that's happened, and I know I haven't been the best lately, and that you think this is my fault, but... Well, I just need to know that you're okay, Jess. Your mum and I, we're both at home waiting for you. Come back. Or we'll come drive and pick you up if you're too far away. Just let us know you're okay. Okay?
Jess, I've been up all night waiting for you to call. Now the police are around asking me questions. Where are you? Has someone done something to you? If anyone's hurt you, I swear to God I'll... Look, just let us know you're okay. Even just let the police know if you want. I'm starting to go out of my mind.
Jess, it's Sadie. Please come home. This is really horrible. They're searching the house, asking us all questions. People are out looking for you everywhere. I know that everything has sucked recently, but we've still got each other. We're sisters. I need you to come home, Jess. Please, please call me.
Jess, it's been 2 days. Calling you doesn't seem to be having any effect. I don't even know if you have your phone anymore. Sadie says it might have run out of battery by now. I'm leaving this message in the hope that it hasn't. Sweetheart, come home. I need to know that you're safe. You and Sadie, you're my everything. You're my two little girls. I promise. Come home and things will be better. I'll make sure of it. I love you, Jess.
Jess, sweetheart, we're going crazy. Your mum and I love you very much. Please contact us. Or the police. Dan, anyone. Just let us know where you are. Your mum and I have finally been talking. We're going to sort this mess out. But we need you here with us, okay? Please, come back and everything will be fine.
Hey, Jess. The police have searched your room for clues as to where you might be. They found... Jess, they found the test in the bin. Jess, I know wherever you are you must be scared, but I'm here, okay? I'm your big sister. And I'll support you, whatever you decide to do. We all will. Dan doesn't know yet. I won't tell him, and I think I persuaded Mum and Dad not to for now. It will be okay. Just come home.
Hiya, Jess. It's me again. I'm at yours. Everyone's acting jumpy and weird. I don't think anyone's slept for days. They're so worried, including me. Your mum doesn't look well. She won't talk to anyone. She's waiting at home in case you call. Your dad is leading the search party. I'm going to join him this afternoon. Sadie's trying to look after your mum, but she can't stop crying. She cares about you so much, Jess. We all do. Come back, please. I can't bear the thought of anything bad happening to you.
Jess, it's Sadie again. I know you probably won't be getting these messages anymore. Your phone has to have died by now. You're on the news again today. And we're looking for you through posts on Facebook and everything. I don't know what else to do, Jess. What should I do? Mum's... She's... Just come back, Jess. Please. I need you here. If anything's happened to you, I don't know what. Please. Please, just come home. It's me again. The police say they found CCTV footage of you in a station in New Pudsey. The recording is from 2 days ago, but it's brought Mum back to life a bit, given us some hope. See what just a little news about you can do?
If you come home, everything will be so much better, and we can sort everything out together. Dad and Dan and some others have gone to New Pudsey to look for you. Please let them find you. I miss you so much, Jess. I feel so lost without you here.
Jess, we know you've been in New Pudsey. Just stay there. Go to the police station. We're coming to find you. I'm never going to stop looking for you.
Jess, I was so relieved to see the CCTV footage of you, to know that you're all right. At least you were a few days ago. I'm coming to find you. I love you.
Jess, it's been 2 weeks. How has it been 2 weeks? They've scoured New Pudsey. They're looking in Leeds. You could be anywhere by now. I know you probably won't get this message, but it helps to feel like I'm talking to you. It makes me feel closer to you, even though you're God knows where. I hope you're safe, Jess. Please don't let any more time pass. I love you. Come home.
Sweetheart, I don't know where else to look for you. I'm going out of my mind. You girls, you're my world. Just let me know where you are so I can look after you. At least give me a clue. Please.
Jess, it's me. Mum and Dad have made me come home. No, I didn't want to. I went to see Sadie and your mum. She said something about a pregnancy test. One test isn't necessarily accurate, and if it is, well, we'll sort something out. I promise. We're in this together. You've just got to come home.
Jess, it's your mum. I know you won't get this, but it's been 3 weeks, and Sadie said leaving a message might help, if not you, then me. But that's the problem, isn't it? I've been helping myself without helping you for too long. And I'm sorry, Jess. I'm so sorry. When everything fell apart with your dad, I just didn't know what to do or how to cope. So I shut you out. I shut you both out. I wanted to shut out the whole world. I was feeling so wretched. I should have realised how much you and your sister were suffering. I should have put you first. And because I didn't, look at how much we're all suffering now. I'm so sorry, Jess. I let you down. But I won't let you down again. I'll never stop looking for you. Never. I promise. I love you.